Wait for it.
There's no need to wait, geeks. We are back. This is the Active Geek Podcast with your host, Jim and Chuck. And Chuck, there comes a time in every podcaster's journey where you have to really come down to brass tacks and say, you're putting out bad material. And that's this episode. You and I normally kind of crap on DC. It's easy to say. We love their comics. We're not a big fan of their entertainment. Although we did a great review on the Batman and we were a big fan of the Batman. But then a lot of stuff has been hitting the news as of late. And I figured it was our time to shine because this is our wheelhouse. We are not an anti-DC comics podcast. But
when we put
out garbage, the garbage men have to clean it up. And we have to talk about this garbage because this is the fall of DC in terms of their movies and television series, as we been hearing a lot of news. Now, I will say that the writing was on the wall years ago, and you and I have been talking about it ever since, almost forever, about how they really can't get everything together. They're trying too hard. They're playing the catch-up game to Marvel. They're trying to replicate Marvel, but also trying to keep their own brand, and it's not working. They were the no-fun club. They were the no-joke society. There were so many things that they were very hypocritical about. Then the Batman comes along, and then the Joker comes along, and everybody kind of forgets about it. And they pepper in some good movies here and there. You know, Aquaman was decent, Shazam was fun, the first Wonder Woman, Man of Steel, Zack Snyder's Justice League. They put together some good stuff, right? We did a top 10, I think it was 12 actually, movies to look forward to in 2022. And most of our movies got delayed, but all of them that were DC were delayed. 90% of their movies got delayed, including Black Adam, which they were cashing in on. They were banking that this was going to be their big franchise, their resurgence of DC. The Flash, Michael Keaton's return to the DCEU as Batman, Aquaman, so many other things. And what do? They say, let's just throw Shazam at you. That's coming out early. And Super Pets, Legion of Super Pets. But the whole reason behind everything was that they weren't confident in the product that was being put out. And they were not happy with Wonder Woman 1984, which came out at the end of 2020. And they said, we need to regroup. And now all these rumors, and maybe not even rumors, let's call them almost facts, are coming out and saying that the new presidents at DC who work with Warner Brothers came to the conclusion that they need to retool the entire universe and get a Kevin Feige type person. Now, a lot of things there, right there, that we were talking about, and you and I have been saying that they've needed a Kevin Feige person from day one. We had our suggestions. More recently, we had said maybe James Gunn, because how good he did with the Suicide Squad and how good he's doing with Peacemaker. What do you think about their ideal plans in terms of rebooting this or kind of restarting the universe? I don't even know. Like, what do you think about them just wanting to reboot this universe and trying to stick to just making movies similar to the Batman and the Joker?
Well, like you said, the writing's been on the wall for a while. The one big thing I disagree on is what they said. We need a Kevin Feige type person. Now, I agree they do, but don't use that name, because then everyone's going to compare, like, oh, you're trying to do Marvel. You might want to do, we need to be like Marvel, but don't say it. You know what I mean? Like, we need a better cohesive universe, and we need a person to be in charge to get us there. When you say we want a Kevin Feige type person, it's basically like we need to be like them.
I understand where you're coming from, but to play devil's advocate, I feel like you have to say that, because look at all these cinematic universes that have been attempted to spawn out since the Marvel Cinematic Universe has happened. They all had their quote-unquote Kevin Feige people, right? Amy Pascal, for one. The people at the Dark Universe, you know, they had their Kevin Feige type people, but they didn't acknowledge it as a Kevin Feige type people. you need to say, like, if you want someone to, if you want a baseball player like Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron, then you say we need someone similar to Hank Aaron. It's not discrediting what you already have, but it's saying, like, you're acknowledging that their plan is right, and you need somebody with, like, that's the job requirements, right? You need to be 4 steps ahead of your competition. Like, they're looking for a go-getter. But I understand where you're coming from, because it kind of just sounds like they're admitting their failure, right?
Yeah, they're admitting their failure, and they're like, we need, you know, in a way, it's like, we need to be like them. And in a way, like, you want to think that, like, to an extent, you want to have a universe that's cohesive and profitable. And, you know, Marvel has done that. Have they put out bad stuff? Of course. But their bad stuff is better than some of the DC stuff. Like, they're good stuff. So, like, you're not going to get a winner every single time. But there is a plan. And they had a plan for years and years. And, you know, maybe it has tweaked a little bit. But DC just seems like they're throwing stuff at the wall and see if it sticks.
I completely agree with you. The Wonder Twins, for example, coming to HBO Max. That's a series that I don't think anybody cared about or wanted, but here we are. My opinion of this is, I think now is the best time to kind of retool everything. You've scrapped or you've postponed most of your stuff, so you can reshoot it to where you need it to be. If you need to take people out or add people in, you have that opportunity to. You could start fresh with Black Adam and Shazam, because Shazam seems to be moving forward. And David Sandberg, or the director of Shazam, is doing enough to say, like, we back you on this one. There's going to be another James Gunn stuff. I think now's the perfect time to kind of retool it. And I think that they definitely do need that Kevin Feige type person. The problem is, I don't know if that Kevin Feige type person exists outside of Disney, because Disney's kind of snatched up three of the hottest geek names out there with Filoni, Favreau, and Feige. They have the F-cubed trifecta. I don't know if there's somebody else out there, but I will pose this question for you. If you had to pick somebody to be the Kevin Feige type person, you know, Walter Hamada thought that he was that person. He was not. Who would you give that role to for the DCEU moving forward?
See, I don't know. I mean, a couple names come to mind. I might get shit for this. I don't think he could do a huge universe, but I think he has the right mind for it, and it's Kevin Smith.
Okay. I can see where you're going to get crap for this one, because primarily his movies aren't good.
And that's where, but he knows the geek property. He knows, and I'm not saying fan service, but he, you know, he was a comic writer, and he understands where, yes, a lot of his movies are not that good, but you can be a great producer and not, like, Feige. Could he step behind the director chair? Maybe not. He knows how to get stuff done.
Yeah, but do you think Kevin Smith, again, with the Kevins, I'm going to be confused with this one. Do you think Kevin Smith has the ability to think 15 steps ahead and be willing to adapt, given everything that, you know, he's working on? I've listened to some of his reviews of movies that have been really bad and him vouch for how good they are. Now, I don't know if that's just him kind of just sucking the teat of the mother company, which I don't think so. He seems like a genuine movie guy and seems like his, you know, his opinion carries weight. But do you think that he is a big enough name to just say, like, okay, we're going to work with X, Y, and Z, and then we're going to incorporate UV later on 10 years down the line?
I don't know, because he's never done anything like this. You know what I mean? Like, he has his own stuff.
Yeah.
And he's kind of made a universe of his own. But it's different. I was just looking more at someone that understands the property.
Yeah, no, I completely understand where you're going. He would be a great consultant to the producer, head honcho in charge. You know what I mean? Maybe like the Filoni to the Favreau, if you will. I had two names. One's just because he's kind of fresh, but that would take him away from the directing chair, and that's Matt Reeves. I love what he did with the Batman. I'd like to see what he would do with other heroes, but I think he's really tied up with that Batman universe, which doesn't even affect what we're talking about in terms of the United universe that they have here. Yeah. So I went with somebody different, and there are two people, actually. And they know the Marvel universe very well, and I went with the Russos.
That would be smart.
They know how Kevin Feige works. They went through the most movies with him. They know how the planning process went. They consulted on most of the movies, the bigger movies that had Captain America and all those in there. So I think that they would be the ones to do it.
Definitely. I try to think outside the box. I was trying to think, like, the Russos, I think would have been, to me, that's a step down or a lateral move for them, not for Marvel. I mean, for DC. But I was trying to think more outside the box.
No, I don't think that's a step down or a lateral move at all, because they're working as directors currently, and they're moving up to the Producers Guild and running an entire universe. I think that that's a promotion, if you will. It's like being a regional manager at, you know, Pepsi, and then going to an executive vice president at Coke.
Oh, no, I get it. But I think taking over that would be a step down. Like, if they were like, Feige's retiring, Russo's are taking over, okay, that's a huge step. But to me, this is, they would have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think Feige had a lot of work to do in the start too? Like, he had a property that went from an independent film company to being bought by Disney to being a $1 trillion franchise. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Of course, if you're going to get something that's shit, you're going to get a lot of, you're going to have to put a lot of work into it. But I just thought that the Russos, knowing that process and knowing like the inner workings of the Marvel universe, would be a great, like, that would be a great move for DC and Warner Brothers and AT&T and whoever else owns them, to kind of just
Discovery now, or,
well, they're going over to HBO Max as well, but to poach the potential next directors for Secret Wars.
Oh, no, I get it. Like, they would be amazing.
My dark horse would be the Duffer brothers, because I love what they do with Stranger Things. They seem like fans, and I'd like to see what they would do with a big franchise. But they haven't done anything besides Stranger Things, so maybe that's,
no,
that's not. But we've got a lot more to talk about, Chuck. And that goes to this next statement that was made by the new people in charge at DC, and it says, Superman has been shelved for too long. And it kind of sounds like something that you and I have been talking about, and all of the movie fans have been talking about. Man of Steel was a gem. That was a fantastic film. The parts that he had in Batman versus Superman were good. Justice League Whedon cut, not so good. Justice League Snyder cut, much better. Henry Cavill has transcended since being cast as Superman with The Witcher, the Mission Impossible franchises. He definitely has been shelved too long. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, the question is, has it been too long since the last Henry Cavill movie to move forward? Or should they keep moving forward with the character, just with a different face?
This is tough, because I really like Henry Cavill's Superman. But I kind of get it. Like, it might be too long. It might be kind of like, time has passed. It's expired. And if they're going with a new route, then it might be time to go with a new Superman, even though I love Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that one, too. The thing with me is, we're almost on 10 years since Man of Steel came out. And if Henry Cavill were to come back as Superman, the problem is, this would contradict what DC and Warner Brothers wants by retooling everything. I think by retooling everything, it kind of means we're going to keep Black Adam. We're going to move away from, we're going to finish the Aquaman franchise with Jason Momoa. We're going to finish Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot at Wonder Woman 3. And we're going to finish The Flash when it starts. Like, that's it. We're finishing Ezra Miller's. As they should, because we'll touch on that in a minute. I definitely think as great as Henry Cavill was as Superman, and I would love to see a Henry Cavill sequel, whether it be DC abandoning the whole universe idea and just doing stories of characters, then there's your opportunity for the current Superman, the Superman, the best Superman since Christopher Reeve. I think that's your opportunity, is to just abandon the universe. But I think if you're looking for a Kevin Feige type person, you're not abandoning a universe. You're saying, I want a collective cinematic universe. I want an experience, but I also want to have quasi multiversal movies like Joker and the Batman. And I want to make weird Penguin movies, and I want to do the Wonder Twins, and I don't want anything to connect but these core groups of characters. And I completely get that. But then again, it's a lot of counterproductivity. Batman crushes it, right? Just knocked Spider-Man out of the top for streaming or whatever it was, or digital. And then they said, well, when Batman comes out, hits $700 million. And they're like, let's delay everything. Nothing's going to beat that. Well, nothing is going to beat that, because it's a whole different universe and it's a whole different vibe. You've established something different with the DCEU versus what you're establishing in the Batman universe. So you can't compare it. Just because they're the same, under the same banner, you can't compare those universes. And that's what they're doing. So moving forward with Henry Cavill would be contradictory to the rebuilding and retooling of their universe. However, if they want to make a Superman universe, then Henry Cavill's the right choice. Which brings me to our next point. The next point is The Flash. And that got delayed before Ezra Miller decided to be an absolute piece of garbage multiple times. The episode that I'm posting next week is a solo episode that I did when he got arrested for the first time. Now we're recording this one, so it's like we're future jumping. He got arrested again for being a piece of shit. And on top of that, we have Amber Heard and her legal issues. So my questions for you, Chuck, is it time for them to move on from the Flash and recast, now that it's been delayed, and then reshoot the Mara scenes in Aquaman, or remove her completely?
I've said this multiple times. I am not a huge Ezra Miller fan.
No one is at this point.
I've never liked him. I've never seen anything that I was like, oh my God, he was amazing. There was movies that I might have said, well, okay, he didn't piss me off as much. But I've never liked his version of The Flash, ever. So I wouldn't be mad if they decided to recast him and redo the whole movie. It would make sense, especially with all the legal issues that are going on. Amber Heard, I would recast her too. I'm not trying to get political, but I'm not trying to side with anyone, but if, you know, WB is firing Johnny Depp, why not her?
Yeah, so here's the problem with that. WB doesn't seem concerned with either of these cases. When Ezra Miller chokeslammed that woman in Iceland, they were like, let's just continue with the movie. They promoted everything that he's done. He's been in three properties of theirs, or will be in three properties by the end of 2023, with the Zack Snyder cut, with Fantastic Beast, the third one, and with The Flash. The problem with this is, I don't know if it's too late for them, one, to reshoot the entire movie, and if they are they going to be able to keep Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck? I feel like you go with this movie and you end it. You kill it as it, you just kill it. That's it. Like, you get one and done Flash. There was a fun movie. It's over with. We're going to recast The Flash. If we recast the Flash, I don't think it should be Grant Gustin. I think his time is done.
I agree.
If I'm recasting him, I kind of like Dylan O'Brien.
I would like him. I read a... It wasn't any page that I follow on social media, but it was like, you know, they give you suggestions, and it was like, so-and-so has been look at him as recasted as Flash, and it was Sam Coughlin from Who? Hunger Games.
Oh, Sam, from Outlander.
I'm not sure who's now, but I just know him from Fennec from Hunger Games. And
he's too handsome to be Barry Allen.
And, like, I think he's a good actor. But, like, I clicked on it just, you know, obviously it was clickbait. It was a fan concept art.
Of course it was. And, you know, Andrew Garfield would be great as The Flash, too, but he's too old at this point.
Yeah. Dylan O'Brien I wouldn't hate.
Yeah, because he can pull off, like, he can pull off young. He really hasn't been in enough to be, like, in your face. Love and Monsters, I really loved him in. That's a little underrated gem that I saw during the first wave of COVID. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad with him. In terms of Amber Heard, regardless of the situations, they fired Johnny Depp off of allegations. And if you've been following the Amber Heard stuff, it sounds pretty awful. And, I mean, she looked great as Mara, but, you know, looks are one thing, personality is another thing. I would recast her. And if I were to recast her, I'd go one of two ways. I'd go Blake Lively or I'd go Emilia Clarke. And the chemistry between Momoa and Clarke is through the roof. He's newly divorced or whatever, potentially reconciling or breaking up with Lisa Bonet. I mean, come on, man. The writing's on the wall.
Those two castings would be phenomenal because I never liked Amber Heard. I don't think she's that good of an actress to begin with. But I think those would be upgrades.
Yeah, and Blake Lively only does movies that she is passionate about. She's not out there just doing everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's smart.
Like, when I think of it, I kind of thought Natalie Dormer.
Yeah, Natalie Dormer, too. But is she a big enough name? You know what I mean? I think Lively...
I mean, Amber Heard isn't a big name.
Oh, she's bigger than Natalie Dormer.
I think she's more known for everything going on with Johnny Depp than she is an actual actress.
Well, at this point, because she's trending, but... You know, if I say, hey, Natalie Dormer's playing whatever, Mara, people are like, who's that? And I'm going to be like, oh, you know, the Marjorie Tyrell from Game of Thrones. Oh, which one was she? Oh, she was the one who married the little boy, right? Or she was from Penny Dreadful, City of Angels that got canceled. You know, I don't know if she's the big enough name. I think there's a role for Natalie Dormer somewhere, but I don't think it's Mara because I think Mara should have more screen time moving forward, but not Amber Heard's Mara. Yeah. And I would honestly start with Emilia Clarke and then just go down to Blake Lively, but either one of them are great. All right. So we're moving away from the movies and we're going to have to talk about the CW, Chuck.
Yeah.
Because this is the rise. I mean, we can't even say the rise. It's just the fall of all of DC and the CW. So let's go with the CW, who currently have five projects renewed. Well, five current projects with The Flash, Legends, Batwoman, Stargirl, and Naomi. So we have five franchises over at DC, over at the CW, with one on the way, Gotham Knights. Now, rumor comes out that they only want to go with three or four shows. I think I forgot to say Superman and Lois, so that makes six. Superman and Lois has been renewed. The Flash has been renewed. Stargirl's about to come out with their third season. So that leaves Batwoman, Legends, Naomi, and Gotham Knights on the chopping block. So my big question, Chuck, that long-winded soliloquy that I've gone on, has the CW run its course?
Yes.
I totally agree, 100%.
And I've said this before, you know, when Arrow came out, it was before its time. There wasn't a lot of superhero shows out there. And it was like, I remember watching it the night it premiered, and I said, holy crap, like, this is different than anything we've ever seen on TV. This is, you know, not the campy... Smallville. CW stuff, Smallville, like, it, this is dark, it's gritty, it's different. And I remember you were always a huge Arrow fan, and you were even on the fence because you were like, oh, it's CW.
Yep.
And I was like, no, man, you have to watch this. And the first season was with Slade Wilson and Destro, like, it was amazing. And you know, they spun off everything at that. Well, the problem is that other networks and properties were like, okay, we're going to make superhero shows. You know, Marvel with all their stuff, and then Netflix with Umbrella Academy, and, you know, just everyone and their mother was doing a comic book show.
October Faction.
I didn't even bring that up on purpose.
The Boys.
Prime, Amazon Prime with The Boys, like, everyone's doing it stuff to where they've excelled, and the CW has kind of plateaued for past couple years. Like, when they were doing the crossover stuff, that was some pretty good stuff.
They were the only parts that we should have watched.
Yeah.
Because they brought everything together. It was a good story, and it didn't connect any of the universe. It didn't connect any of the series, the seasons.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone has caught up and surpassed them, and then they're still behind. And at this point, like, they're grasping straws, really. Like, The Flash is just redundant over and over and over again. It's nothing fresh. It's nothing new.
Everyone's leaving. Jesse Martin just left.
Yeah. I do like Superman Lois, but I do feel it's falling off a little bit.
So let's go down the list a little bit.
Okay.
Superman and Lois is the creme de la creme of the CW. It's holding right it now. Together. Yes.
Right now.
Right? Batwoman has potential, but was plagued with such drama and toxicity after the Ruby Rose stuff that it couldn't recover. Fair?
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, this past season, like, they're grasping straws. Like, they're throwing all these rogues at you, and it's just, it's not sticking.
Yep. Naomi was a series that I called from day one. As soon as I read the first issue that was going to come into a series, it's too early. She got 10 issues.
Yeah.
She's got 10 issues of a solo run. Way too early for her.
Yeah, Naomi, it's okay, but it's a little stale.
Well, I think Naomi is – we're not the demographic for Naomi. It's a teen show.
No, not at all.
So, like, I don't understand half of the, you know, the lingo in it. And, you know, is Naomi a cool character? Yes. But they haven't really got to where they need to go with Naomi because the source material hasn't got to where they need to go with Naomi. I'm literally reading her ongoing series. I'm on season 2 of her book. They just came out, 2 issues already in, right? They're still trying to figure out – where her powers have been. She went from being in Young Justice to the Justice League, not knowing her powers. And that's where we're at right now. They had a panel in the first page of the very first book where Superman flies over and they're like, boom, give her a TV show. Tyler Hoechlin's going to be in it. Boom, we're great. Barry Watson, you remember him from Seventh Heaven? Let's put him in it. And that's where they went. And it didn't grab it. It didn't grab the audience they at like they wanted to. And unfortunately, I think that they were trying to replace Black Lightning with Naomi when Black Lightning was a fantastic show that was already evolved, already had enough source material, and they didn't give Naomi enough time to mature. It's the same thing that they were going to do with Yara Flor in Wonder Girl or Wonder Woman when they were like, oh, let's give her a series. She has one book out. Like, it was, they make no sense on what they're doing. And don't even get me started on The Flash and Legends. Legends is absolute garbage. They ruined every single character that they put on it. The only good season they had was the first season. And The Flash, I would say, is what it's going into a 7th or 8th season. It should have only been 2.
Yeah. It became redundant. And then with the Legends, I would say 1 was amazing with the Vandal Savage stuff.
Yeah.
And then 2, like, it kind of got cool when they were going around. Like, remember when they, like, found a young George Lucas and stuff? Like, they were doing stuff like that. Like, it wasn't bad. But that's because
they were on punishment. They were on punishment from Warner Brothers. They couldn't use characters. And they said, oh, let us be the Mystery Inc. of the DC Universe. No.
And then it just got super. I mean, they ruined Constantine. Ruined him.
Don't talk about him like that. No, they did. They just, did absolutely ruin him.
And then, like you said, with like Ray Palmer, they made him a bro.
Yeah.
And they just ruined everything that they touched. Like, I was on disability for the past 7 weeks, and I had a list of everything, and Legends was one of it. And I was like 17 episodes behind. I watched one episode, and I said, I can't do it.
They're terrible. It's and listen, I'm glad that those actors and actresses are working because I'm fans of them. But what they've done and what they put, you know, DC is going to hire Greg Berlanti or Mark Guggenheim to be their Kevin Feige because of what they did with the early DCEU stuff. And listen, that could be great, right? If they go to the early stuff, fantastic, right? Go with it. Most of the shows that that CW has put out have struggled after season three.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the actors get tired of working in Canada. I don't know if they're not being paid enough. I don't know if it was just they tried to replicate Arrow and then they went goofy. I have no idea. But when I look at the new Flash poster that they put out just a few days ago, and I look at that poster and I compare it to the original poster or the second season poster when we got Vibe and Killer Frost, I don't recognize 90% of the people. You have Cecile as your anchor of the poster with her power. You've got that weird kid, that nerdy kid on the poster. Chester, standing there doing nothing. And you got Iris dead center. Jesse Palmer sitting there like, I'm leaving this show. And then you got Barry. And I'm like, what are you doing? The show makes no sense. It makes no sense. And every fucking speedster in the DC universe has appeared on that show. And every speedster has been faster than Barry. He's the fastest man alive, yet the slowest on his own show. It makes no sense. So in essence, yes, the DC CW universe has run its course. Gotham Knights has no business being on the CW. You're going to ruin every single Robin that is out there. And there's 8 or 9 of them. You're going to ruin them all. So here's finally the last thing we'll ask, and it's what's the answer? And I'll give you my answer of how to fix it. And you share yours and tell me what you think. At first, I thought, is it to make less of a movie universe or make a big screen movie verse? And a small screen movie verse with Batgirl and Blue Beetle. And at first I was like, yeah, do it. Have your on-screen big TV universe like Marvel has. And have your TV universe. But connect them. You know? Let them intermingle. At some points during the Justice League, Blue Beetle pops in. Hey, guys. He has this moment. At other side, Batgirl pops in. Hey, guys. Here I am. But who's her Batman? We don't know. Do you think that? Well, it's Michael Keaton, right?
In Batgirl, yes, it is Michael Keaton.
Yeah. So, do you think that that's a viable answer? Going big screen universe, one thing. Little screen universe, another thing. And sub question: do you keep them separate or do you combine them, a la what Marvel and the Disney Plus are doing right now?
I think the way to do it is combine them.
Okay.
The CW, just scrap everything.
I agree.
Just get rid of everything. Do, you know, your Walker and your Charmed and all that shit.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do Walker. Jared Padalecki got into a really bad car accident.
Really?
Yeah, he missed the con. I don't know. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, like hopefully him. He is. But you know what I mean? Like, it just the CW, just get rid of it. I do like the connectivity of the just a shared universe with even small screen and big screen because you can introduce someone like, you know, I mean, I know Blue Beetle is going to be a movie, but you can introduce someone that maybe needs a little more story time than an hour and a half movie,
like 2 hour thing.
Movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Something that you need, you know, 6 1-hour episodes.
Yeah, I think, you know, to piggyback off of what you're saying is, I think DC should definitely scrap all the CW stuff. Yes. Because it becomes repetitive. A lot of those, one, you have Batwoman, and now you're going with Batgirl. Casual fans are going to be confused. You have two Flashes. Legends of Tomorrow makes no sense. Naomi is not yet a superhero. You know, Superman and Lois is great. You could potentially move that over to HBO Max. And I think that's what the problem is. You're separating your... This is what Marvel did.
Yeah.
And this was the prime prop. This was the problem Marvel had. You had your network ABC stuff with Jeff Loeb, right? And that wasn't doing very well. Agent Carter got canceled. The Mockingbird show got canceled. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was ended. And it got worse as the series progressed. The Netflix stuff was succeeding. And it's the same thing with DC. Their CW stuff was good. Then it got bad. Then it got awful. Their HBO Max stuff is pretty decent. Titans, very underrated show in my opinion. Doom Patrol, weird but good. They're coming out with a Constantine series. Peacemaker was fantastic. They're coming out with the Wonder Twins, which would have been a CW show. So I think that they should scrap all their CW stuff, bring Gotham Knights over to HBO Max, and spin that out of the Batgirl universe.
Yeah, because, and again, too, you know, they're talking about connectivity. None of it makes sense.
No.
Like, Batgirl, who's your Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Who's your Commissioner Gordon?
J.K. Simmons.
How does that make any sense? Because he is in the Ben Affleck stuff. You know what I mean? Like, maybe the Flash redoes everything, and this is how Michael Keaton gets into that universe. I don't know. But you literally have, you know, Barbara Gordon. Her father is Jim Gordon.
Yep.
J.K. Simmons.
Yep.
Well, J.K. Simmons was the Batman to, or Commissioner Gordon to Ben Affleck.
Easy fix. You make it Batman Beyond. J.K. Simmons is, at this point, a little too old to have a daughter the age of Leslie Grace. So,
okay,
you know, you make him an elder statesman, right? Batman's an elder statesman, and you bring in Terry McGinnis, and he spins out of the Gotham Knights.
That sounds great, but they're not going to do it.
No, because they're stupid. Why would they capitalize on a property that people have been clamoring for since the 90s and early 2000s? It makes sense. The writing's on the wall. You bring an old Batman in. What's next? Batman Beyond. You can skip. You can stop the Flash movie and make a Batman Beyond movie. And that segues into the Batgirl movie. You know, Batgirl helps train Terry McGinnis. It doesn't have to be source material like in the animated series where, you know, they're fighting Inc. and all that stuff. Batgirl could be the mentor with Bruce Wayne to Terry McGinnis, who is one of these street kids or one of the Robins, whatever. There's so many things you could possibly do there, yet they won't do it. They don't want to do it. Or just do this. Scrap Gotham Knights altogether like they're doing with this video game and prolonging it forever. Scrap that. Do Batman Beyond. Do Batgirl. Have them fight each other for the mantle of Batman.
Yeah.
I'd do it. I'd watch it. Jesus, I'd watch the hell out of it. Or take some of our favorite animated Batman universes or movies and turn them into live action. Can we get a Phantasm Batman live action? Right? They are bringing her back in the comics. Can we get Gotham by Gaslight? Yeah.
I would love that. And, you know, being Elseworld, don't connect. Like, can you imagine, like, From Hell, but with Batman?
Yeah. Yes, I can. I can imagine a lot of things.
But that would be amazing.
All right, so last one. Then we're going to wrap this up. Because this is a... Well, we can't even wrap it up. Because usually wrap up presents, right? So this topic we're talking about is a pile of shit. So we should probably just light this bag on fire. And leave it on someone's doorstep, right? That's the fair thing to do?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you do with dog shit. So finally, if you reboot the DCU...
Okay.
Do you start with solo movies for each Justice League member, go on with a Justice League movie franchise, and develop sequels as the universe progresses?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be the same Justice League members. Like, Momoa can be done after this one, and you start with different characters.
It could be Green Lantern, you know.
Yeah, I would say I would start with Superman, Batman, obviously. Green Lantern. I feel like you would have to start with Wonder Woman, right?
You need a female.
Further down the line. Or, I mean, you could start with Hulk Girl.
You could.
And then I would go with, I don't know, Dr. Fate. Do you do Justice Society of America and not Justice League? And you start with, like, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle? Like, do you develop, I don't know, do you avoid doing that and just do a Young Justice universe at this point? And start with Nightwing?
This is where they wouldn't think. They're looking for money. They're looking for a grab. If you go, hey, do you want to go? They're making a Booster Gold movie. No one besides fans of comics are going to know who the hell Booster Gold is.
Oh, Donald Faison knows who Booster Gold is because he's been cast as Booster Gold on Legends. Did you know that?
No. I'm glad I didn't know that, but I'm sad I know it now.
Yeah, and Zach Braff wants to play Ted Kord.
Stop.
Dead serious.
Oh, no, I know you're dead serious. But
all right, so flip it and reverse it. How about we do this? Instead of starting with your Justice League, you start with your Legion of Villains or Legion of Doom, and you spin your heroes out of that. You start with a bad guy movie where they're trying to take over the world. You introduce your core heroes there, and then you do solo series for that.
I think Legion of Doom needs to be introduced. You know, I was raised on Super Friends and, you know, League of Super Friends. And, you know, that was, I just remember seeing the Legion of Doom and, you know, they're in a swamp with spaceship looking thing. Like, you need that. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that Marvel doesn't even have, is a cabal of, you know, yeah, they had Hydra and stuff, but like, this is the creme la creme superhero or supervillains.
You don't have the evil Avengers. And, you know, they tried it with the Sinister Five over at Spider-Man No Way Home. It worked. But you don't have anything as big as the Legion of Doom. You know where I stand. I would like him to start with the Justice League Dark. But I think that time is going to be way too late because they're already going to be compared to Doctor Strange, Wanda, all of those characters. So there's a little bit of too late there, but all in all, man, DC is a mess right now. And I don't,
pure dumpster fire.
I don't know what to do. I would strongly advise them not to make a universe because only two people have been able to make a universe, and that's the people over at Marvel and that's the people over at Star Wars. And I guess you can say Fast and the Furious, but they just make movies with the same cast. They're not, you know, doing spinoffs besides Hobbs and Shaw. So I would say don't make a cinematic universe. Make a bunch of great movies with characters that we love and milk the shit out of it. And at the end, you can have them cross over and say, oh, Aquaman showed up in The Flash. That's pretty fun. But that's all. It doesn't have, not everything has to be a cinematic universe. And if DC, which is 1A, 1B of the biggest comic distributors in all of mankind, can't make it work, no one else can. So stop. And don't you dare go hire Amy Pascal. Don't you dare, because then you're going to get a Jackpot movie. You're going to get a Mr. Ms. Pizik movie.
What was the other universe? The Hasbro. Wasn't it supposed to be like Transformers and Micronauts and G.I. Joe?
Yeah. Where'd that go?
Snake Eyes.
Yeah, went nowhere. Yeah, well, we all saw Snake Eyes. What piece of trash that was. But that's it, man. Let's get out of here before I get angry because I got a flight to catch. Next week, I have an episode out. It's a solo episode because I'll be in London and I'm not going to record on my European vacation with Charles. So next week, I went back to the basics, what to expect in May for movies and TV, and there's a lot of it. I think it's only a 20-minute episode, so you can go and binge that on your car ride to work. You can follow us on social media. Let's start with The Active Geek on Instagram. Elon Musk just bought Twitter, so maybe not follow us there. We don't know what that's going to turn into. You can follow Chuck underscore the Active Geek on Instagram, AG Cosplay, Galaxy Wars Podcast on Instagram, the other show on our network where me and Tom are recording this week. We're going to be putting out 2 episodes in the next 2 weeks. You can follow me every week on Cage My IQ, where I break down UFC fights. My new show, Gym Class, is releasing its first full episode right around this time. So do me a huge favor and go and listen to that. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's very important to me. And if you love sports, listen to it. If you don't like sports, still listen to it. And if you know somebody who likes sports, recommend it to everybody that you know, because it's not just a podcast. It's a movement. So that's it. Next week, again, what to expect in May. But when these two lads come back, we're going to break down Moon Knight, because yeah, we haven't talked Moon Knight at all.
No, you've been busy. I've been busy.
I kind of like it this way because I don't want to spoil anything. So we're going to talk Moon Knight. The following week, we're going to talk Doctor Strange. So be on the lookout for some really good Marvel content to follow this dumpster fire of a DC show. But that's it, man. We're going to get out of here. For the Active Geek Podcast, I am Jim.
I am Chuck.
And we are out.